The U.S. House of Representatives has overwhelmingly approved a resolution to end Washington's support for a Saudi war in Yemen. Vote would not be enough, however, to overcome Trump's promised veto of the war powers resolution. Senate is also expected to vote on the resolution within 30 days. Lawmakers reintroduced the resolution 2 weeks ago as a way to send a strong message to Riyadh about the humanitarian disaster in Yemen and condemn the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. U.S. has supported the Saudi-led campaign against Yemen's Ansar the movement. Joining us now out of Florida is David William Pierre, political columnist and commentator. For more on this story, hello, Mr. Pierre. Pleasure to have you back on Press TV. Sir, now, your thoughts on U.S. lawmakers sending a clear message to the Saudis.
Well, thank you for having me on again, and congratulations on the 40th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. As far as this bill goes that went through the House of Representatives here in Congress, I'm very cynical. It's almost less than nothing, quite frankly. It registers very little here in the U.S. as far as the news is concerned. We've been having 4 years of war in Yemen. It's a war of aggression. The U.S. is doing nothing really about it except selling weapons and helping the Saudis with this war. And I think even if this bill were to pass and be signed by the president, it would be next to meaningless because it doesn't really address the problem, which is the aggression of Saudi Arabia. You know, the history of this thing goes back quite a few years, and we don't have time to go into the whole thing. But when Hadi was there as the interim government, he was selling the country down the river with the privatization and what they call the Washington Consensus. And unfortunately, the U.S. and the Western world just never gives up on trying to enforce its hegemony with the Washington Consensus of neoliberal ideas and economics. And, you know, that's why the people of Yemen got rid of Hadi. He was only an interim president. He was only supposed to be there for 2 years until 2014, and they got rid of him. But the U.S. continues to back him. The U.S. continues to say that he's the legitimate president of Yemen. And even if they were to pass this bill, there's no way to enforce it. The U.S. has already trained Saudi Arabia and their pilots for refueling. You know, they can just, if they really wanted to do something, they would sanction Saudi Arabia and put economic sanctions on them the way they have done against countries that they really want to try and change. Not that I agree with economic sanctions, but this is really less than a hand slap, and it's quite frankly it's very discouraging.
Well, you know, Mr. Pierre, the White House, its narrative, its entire angle on this thing is that you're trying to tie our hands, telling lawmakers, you're trying to tie our hands from, you know, stinting. The Saudis are helping us stinting the spread of terrorism in the region, while there are more voices now telling the White House, look, it's the Saudis themselves that are the root cause of terrorism in the region.
Well, that's true. There are a few more voices, but unfortunately, they're not really speaking out very loudly. And what they're doing is this is just a political game. The Democrats are going to be able to say that they have one-upped Trump. This really is not a peace effort on their part. But now they're going to be able to say, well, we did something. We're trying to stop the carnage. But, you know, people in the meantime are starving to death. This cholera epidemic and the bombing is continuing, the war is continuing, the U.S. is continuing to fund terrorism throughout the Middle East. We're the ones that are backing the Al-Qaeda, Daesh, that are in Yemen, that are fighting on the side of the Saudis. I mean, it's really very discouraging. And what the House has done, yes, it's better. It's better than nothing, maybe, but it really is a big nothing. And I looked in the newspapers today, and it's made very little impact here in the U.S. The Washington Post, which is kind of the unofficial newspaper of the CIA, they've got very, very close ties. They ran it. And what a lot of this is about is that the CIA is not happy with having Mohammed bin Salman as the crown prince in Saudi Arabia. They wanted somebody else. And so, you know, they're just trying to get him out. They don't like him. They don't trust him, and get one of their own princes in there. But they're not talking about any real substance.
Thanks. We're out of time. I want to thank you for joining us out of Florida. That was Mr. David William Pierre, political columnist and commentator.